But what I really want to talk about is, you know, your work, when you, a lot of the scenes that I notice are things that are, you know, depict things that you've seen in your life. And how do you feel about recording that on painting?
Do what?
In other words, how do you feel when you record, when you paint the scenes? Do you look at them as like just, you do it for record?
No, it just gets in my mind and I just go ahead and paint what comes in my mind. Mm-hmm. And I paint that. But I can't look at nothing and paint it. I can't look at nothing, no tree, no nothing. I just make my own tree in my own mind. That's the way I paint.
But some of your trees, like I noticed some of the paintings that I saw at Mrs. Bailey's house.
Yeah.
It's, you know, like I could tell that one of them was a pecan tree and some of them were cypress trees.
Yes, I call it cypress trees. I named the trees myself. Yes, I make it up myself. I can't go by what nobody tell me, and I don't want them to show me nothing because I can't do it. Mm-hmm. And I can't make a, I make a picture like today. I can make the same one, but not just alike. I can't paint them all just alike.
But when you saw, in other words, some of the things that, like the scenes of at the church, and I saw a painting that you had in the graveyard, and it was an open casket, and you were going up as an angel to the sky, with a hole in the sky. Did you, do you dream those in your sleep?
It just, when I'm painting, it just gets in my mind what I ought to paint. Mm-hmm. Look like they say you ought to, you paint this. Well, I just go ahead and paint that. And that's all. But I can't go ahead and somebody go tell me what to paint and show me how to do. I can't do that.
Well, when some of the people who came that you knew through your life, that came to the plantation and helped you, did they show you things that you learned or?
No. Do you want me to show them? They ask me different things. They didn't know, because they paint one way and they ask me, is that all right? I told them, I don't know. Because I can't tell them like mine. I can't tell them.
What about that rocking? Is that
normal? That's okay. That's Do you have any particular colors that you like to work with?
No.
No.
Just any color would come in my mind. That's what I paint with. Uh-huh. If it looked all right to me, I figured it ought to look all right to the other people. So I paint by my own mind, my colors.
Do you have any special kind of brushes that you use? Or?
No. Same ordinary brushes. That's all I use.
Sometimes you a lot of your work's on material like cardboard and just things that you found. Do you have any particular thing that you like to paint on?
Yeah, beaver board, I call it cardboard. Mm-hmm. That's what I was a fan of. But I paint on canvas board, but I wasn't my kind of wood. But I used to paint on.
When you first started painting, what did you paint on? Painting?
Cardboard, all them box tops, shoe box top, all that kind of mm-hmm. thing I paint on.
Well, some of the scenes that you have in your work are things that are pretty generally, you know, people say, well, that's what happens on a plantation. You know, like the people who are working the cotton fields.
Yeah.
And stuff. Did you have any particular things that you saw that you liked that you painted?
Nothing. I just paint all common things. Picking cotton and hoeing cotton and picking peas and all kind of thing like that.
But some of the ones like you have, I noticed you have some people sitting at tables playing cards.
Yeah. Playing cards, shooting dice, all like that.
What do you do besides paint? What do you like to do?
Huh?
What do you do besides when you know, what do you do when you're not painting for fun? I mean, what do you enjoy?
Well, I don't enjoy nothing much about painting because I don't much go nowhere and nothing like that. But anytime I start, well, I just go ahead and paint and I don't fool with nothing else. Don't go to dances, don't go to a ball game or nothing. Just stay home. Mm-hmm.
But that satisfies you?
Satisfies me.
What do you think of all these people coming and talking to you all the time?
Well, I'll be glad I enjoy. Done got used to. Just used to.
But when you work with your paints, you just use them. You mix the colors.
Yeah.
Or do you just take them out of the tube and use them as you look at the colors and say you like that and start using it on your work?
I just make it and go ahead and use it. Mm-hmm. That's the way I
do. How do you start a painting? I mean, you get an image in your mind.
Yeah, just in my mind.
And then what do you do? You write it. You start painting first. Or you draw first.
Or? No, I draw first. Mm-hmm. Then I paint.
Do you ever have any figures in your paintings that you think are you? In other words, do you paint yourself into your paintings? Like maybe a character?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
No. I don't try that, but I can't. That's one thing I can't do.
Uh-huh. Some of the people that are in there, are those people that you know? Or are they just imaginary?
That's people who I just pick up or just name them anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't know people what I know. I just make the people myself.
You never sometimes add a friend in, or if you have a friend that does something and you do a painting of them. I noticed you had a painting of a white couple, a girl in a sort of purple dress and a man in a black suit.
Yeah, that was a friend. Mm-hmm. A girl I know.
You like fried chicken?
Yeah, I love fried chicken.
Have you tried the spicy kind?
Huh? I like it plain. Fried chicken.
We put all that cayenne pepper in that spicy kind. A lot of people like it now.
I don't like that kind.
Well, when you started doing art, you said some people would give you paints that would come to the plantation?
Yeah, they give me paint.
Did you ever see the people who painted there, some of the painters that came, did you like any of their work? Did you saw when you look at, like, the lady who painted magnolias?
No, I just couldn't paint magnolias. I liked them when I looked, see them, but I didn't try to paint that. Get out of the sun, Quid.
Come on in. Why don't you come sit by me over here, okay? You want to?
Okay.
Is this one of your grandchildren?
Yes.
How many children do you have?
My own children?
Yeah.
Seven.
Seven.
I ain't got but one not living.
Is it a boy or girl?
Girl.
Does she live around here?
Right there.
When you first started painting, tell me about how your husband was sick and you were working on the plantation and you painted at night. Tell me about that.
To do what?
You know how when you first started painting, your husband was sick and you were working in the plantation all day, and you took care of him at night and you painted at night too. Mm. Tell him about that. About how you did that.
Well, I painted at night when he was sick. He didn't want me to paint, but I painted to have something to do. And cooked at the big house in the day. Sometimes pick cotton up in the day. And take care of him at night and part of the morning. That all I had to do by myself.
So you had time, you only had time at nighttime to paint?
That's all, that's when I wanted to paint at night. Because mm-hmm. I didn't have no time in the day. Nothing to take care of my sick husband and cook and do other work. And I didn't have time. And I'd make quilts, sit down at night and sew. I done a lot.
Some of your quilts have characters on those, just like your paintings. Do you?
Yes, some of
them. You cut those out and
put on that.
But no particular characters to show up.
No.
I know that some of the paintings have angels.
Oh yeah, some of them.
Angels. Do you have a lot of religious, you know, do you feel that you put a lot of religious figures in your work?
Yeah, because I love to pray. I love to serve God. You see, God got me wild, man. If it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have that. So, I got to serve God.
So some of your images have Christmas, you know, like nativity scenes.
Yeah.
I saw the church at St. Augustine.
Yeah. You been over there?
On the way in, we stopped by to look at it.
Yeah.
Have you been going, has that church been there since you were a child?
No, Clutchyville.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was christened there, down yonder in Clutchyville. But after I married and then moved here on this place, and I went over there, St. Augustine. Y'all going over there?
We rode by there on our way here.
Uh-huh.
Came that way and let him see the church, and then we drove on by Narrows and looked at the house. I showed him the old house. Tell him how you used to pick cotton when you were...
Huh?
Tell Toby about how you used to pick cotton and how much you picked, what you did with your kids while you were picking cotton.
Put them under the tree in the field. Pick cotton. 150 pounds, sometimes 200. I'd pick. All that was 50 cents a hundred. That's all we was getting. 50 cents a hundred. And I had to drag my children all in the field. I didn't have no babysitters like they do now. Oh, all of them got to have babysitters. Mine sat in the field.
At the end of the road, didn't you?
At the end of the road, yeah. Sometimes I'd find some of them fast asleep in the weeds. They never die. I raised them all too. At a time.
Do you have any of those images of your kids laying in the field in your work? Have you ever painted that, like your children sleeping in the field?
No. I never painted that.
you know, your work is pretty much a little history of what went on here.
Yes, I work hard in my days. As I come, I got to keep a working. Because I don't feel like I could. I don't think I could just quit at all. Not just sit down. I can't. I got to do a little something.
You got a lot of energy.
I got to do a little something.
Do you feel do you get nervous before you paint?
I'm getting nervous now. I didn't used to, but now I'm be kind of nervous.
Does that help you relax to do the pain?
Yeah, it did.
You still painting at night, Clementine? You painting
at night? I don't paint at night, no more.
You start, you paint in the daytime now, because you have time?
I paint in the day. Just paint in the day.
All the different kind of work that you've done in your paintings, some of them have different qualities. They look different.
Well, because it be different. I be painting different. I don't paint the same thing all the time.
But you would go like do. I saw some paintings that looked real abstract, as opposed to real, you know, things that look like people and stuff. You just sort of really didn't understand what I was seeing. Is that, did those just come into your head to do those?
Them kind of people?
No. Some of the paintings didn't have people in it. It was just colors, you know, and patterns.
Uh-huh. Well. I do that too.
Uh-huh. It just came into your head like that?
Yeah, just anywhere. Just anything would come in it, I just go ahead. I just go. Then I'd be satisfied. I don't know if it'd be good or bad, but I paint it. I don't know if it'd be good or look good to me and look bad to other folks. I don't be paying that no attention. I just go ahead on.
You haven't done much traveling from here?
None at all.
Do you want to?
Sir, I ain't went no further than Baton Rouge and Natchitoches, Sweetport. It's the first I've been, and that's the first I'm going. Where have I been? I know they like to travel.
Does it amaze you to see some of the new things? You know, like the shopping centers and...
If I see all that, I'd be glad to see it, but I ain't gonna go to it.
But you ever see any images of places like it's not here in your mind?
No.
In other words, sometimes you never paint. You don't think this place may be someplace else that you're painting. They're all associated with the plantation.
Yeah.
What's the main thing that they do here? I saw a lot of pecan trees on the plantation. What do they do here now?
They got a lot of pecan trees. Nothing but pecan trees. That's all they raised it down here. Yeah? Pecan trees.
What time of year is it when they start picking the pecans, when they fall out of the trees?
In October.
October. You have some scenes with people picking pecans?
Yeah, I paint that, picking pecans.
I know there's some of the flowers you paint. What kind of flowers do you like?
Zinnias.
That purple one there, I saw one just about that color.
Yeah, zinnias.
In Miss Bailey's house. I mean, when you see that, do you just look at that and try to paint it, or do you just think about it?
just getting out and sit down and mark it and paint it. I don't look at nothing in there.
When you, we say mark, that's what you draw?
Mm-hmm.
You deal with just a regular pencil?
Yeah.
Did you used to have to ever use like charcoal? Do you think, what else do you think it is?
Do you keep any own paintings? What, do you make it too much noise trying to sit down up front?
Here, come.
Do you keep any of your own paintings?
No, I don't keep them. I used to keep them, and them children come get them, and I just let them go. And I said I wasn't going to keep no more.
Do you like the idea that other people like to have your work?
Well, yes, I like it. I'm glad they like it.
But you don't make it just for people to have, do you?
No, I just, you know.
Do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice that happens, that you can do something for yourself that other people want, huh?
I'm glad of it.